Welcome. You're listening to the Empathic and Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to step out into the world in a way that aligns with your true self, then this podcast is for you. I'm going to say these two words, self-care. What comes up for you when I say that? Today's podcast is all, obviously, about self-care, but a little bit of a deeper dive into what that means for you. Not what someone else told you to do, not what your favorite person that you follow and love does on a daily basis. This podcast is about tapping into your needs and explains how self-care leads to so many other good things. Or maybe it opens up the door to even more permission to do more self-care practices throughout your day. I'm also talking about flipping your idea of what self-care actually is to you. So listen on as we're going to talk about self-care. And if you don't like the words self-care, if they feel a little bit silly or unachievable or out of reach to you, still listen on. Literally, like a minute ago, the words, the cascade effect of self-care just popped into my brain and I was like, boom, podcast. So welcome. Welcome to this impromptu podcast for today. Completely unplanned and completely unscripted, but hopefully lovely and powerful for your ears to listen to today. I'm Megan Jean, so welcome. And I was just standing there, literally making myself a cup of coffee and thinking, wow, things are feeling really, really different at the moment. I've been upping all of these different practices within my own life. And it only just occurred to me that it's this expanded consciousness that has brought about these gorgeous self-care practices that I didn't traditionally associate with self-care in the past. Now, that sounds really weird because, I mean, if you had to write a list about what is self-care, it's rest, it's recuperation, it's bathing, it's meditation, it's all these things. But for myself, being a full-time worker, I guess, you know, my whole life, moving on to being a business owner. So that's full-time times, I don't know what, five? Any business owners out there? Do you know, what would be your interpretation of that? And being a mum as well, with me at this stage of life, having small children just starting their journey at school, my interpretation of self-care really only expanded as far as I knew it to be. So it's another one of those you don't know what you don't know types of scenarios. And if self-care to you looks like something, looks like someone, it can be really hard to model yourself against someone else when maybe those self-care practices, I'm doing that with inverted commas with my fingers, and that is totally useless on a podcast, those self-care practices are not what is going to help you. They're just not aligned with what you need. Self-care doesn't have to look like anything. It doesn't. And it doesn't have to start anywhere. And I guess what I've been thinking in this time is self-care. Someone says, oh, self-care is going for a walk every day. Self-care is going to the gym. Some people will say, this is what bandwagon I'm on. Like, self-care is journaling, is meditation, is presence, but the interesting thing is that if you choose to model what you need on what someone else is modeling, I guess my message here is really just be wary. And nothing is bad. Hey, go for that walk, go for that run. It ain't gonna hurt. It's gonna be fine. But I guess it's more about tuning in to what you need. That is the main message. What's your personality type? And more to the point, what mode are you in? That's what's going to determine the type of self-care practice that you need. Now, I'm not sure if I've mentioned this book yet or not, but one of the most life-changing bits of material and bits of information that I've come across in terms of a book and even sort of connecting with the author is that of Carly Marie. Now, I don't know how many people I speak about with this book. I don't know how many of my actual, beauty clients that I talk about with this this whole, how do I put it? Mode scenario, I don't know, thing. But Soul Modes has been one of the most pivotal things that has helped me with my self-care. And if you are looking to sort of tap into where you're at, what you need, and align yourself with what's going to be best for you at any given point of time, go to Amazon or go to carlymarie.com. I know that she sells the books there. Just get a copy of this book. It's absolutely amazing. Soul Modes by author Carly Marie. In this book, along with a whole bunch of wisdom in relation to self-care, I'll keep it snappy with that. She talks about us going through four different modes. And with the different modes that we go through, your body and your mind and your soul are going to need different things at those given times. So it kind of feels weird to then, look at the health guru perhaps, and they're like, yeah, self-care is, long runs and lots of exercise and eating really, really healthy foods and, filling your mind with inspirational YouTube clips and podcasts and stuff like that. When you're in a mode that is just all about being present within your body, within yourself, maybe you're actually doubting yourself, maybe you're doubting life at the moment. What have I done? And really, the self-care practices that you would be needing at that time, if you tapped in, if you were really self-aware, would be to close that damn laptop and maybe sit outside, don't go running nowhere, and run that beautiful bath, burn those gorgeous essential oils, and just be present. go and get a massage or something like that. You know, some people are like, ugh, I can't stand meditating. I don't even like that. You know, it's ugh. But then they'll probably say, look, if I've ever tried it, I do feel better for it. I don't know. I just don't have the want. I don't have the need for it. And of course you wouldn't. You would not have the want or the need if you're in a certain state, a certain mode where you are just, you know, wanting to change the world and get things done and learn everything you possibly can and create and be crazy, or you're sort of in a, you know, tick things off the list binge in your life. Soul Modes, the book Soul Modes goes through all of this stuff in the most best way. So again, get it. Yeah, but I guess when we try and adopt self-care into our lives, there's two things that you need to be aware of that can happen. One is the worthiness. I'm telling you right now. Even the word self-care, if that's coming up and you're just like, bleh, like I hope you listen to this episode, because if it doesn't really make you feel good, you know, or hey, sometimes we're attracted to listening to these words, even though we're like, puh, it's rubbish, but I'll hear what it has to say. So if you're feeling those vibes, seriously, get in your mind, get in your journal, work it out, because you deserve self-care. I'm a beauty therapist. I've devoted my entire career to hoping that the women and the men that come into the space that I work in feel like they are worthy of this hour or however long it takes, you know, this time to just indulge and check out and enjoy themselves. And how people do that is always different to them. You know, some really relax and they chat the whole time through a massage or a facial or whatever, and that's fine. I can tell those that are like, that's relaxing for them. And others will just tune out completely. But half the battle of getting them in there is making them feel worthy. And as a business owner in that field, I'll be honest with you, the other huge half of that battle is to make them feel like, hey girl, you're worthy again to come back and do this. I mean, yes, there's a nice energetic money exchange for you coming into my shop. I get that. But like, you deserve this before all of that. So feeling worthy is a huge part of your self-care journey. These things, I've riffed on this for a good while now. I mean, I remember I was sort of, I felt called to do like a Facebook Live on the salon business page about like filling your cup, you know. We've all heard that analogy, fill your cup. If you don't fill your cup first, how are you meant to pour into anybody else's? Or something along those lines. And it's like, oh, that's so lovely. That's very deep. That's very insightful. Sounds good. But that's all it is. It sounds good. So, whatever resistance that has within you, work on that. But that's the thing, feeling worthy. And then the second thing is to find what you need in that moment. Because there's another block to that. You know, I could tell you, oh, you know, sit down and journal and meditate and, or, go for the run or whatever it is. But if that's not what you feel like doing, or you're just not mentally in the right state to do that, or in the right mode, then you don't want your self-care practice to bring up resentment in you in that regard as well. Like, oh, I know I should be doing it. Oh my God. And if you've got the word should when it comes to daily practices or self-care practices, reframe that. That's another journey I've been on, learning that the word should and need. Bye-bye. I mean, I still say them, but should, nah, sorry. Need, I need to do this. I need to get that done. I need, ugh. Are you feeling what I'm feeling right now? Just hearing those words. I need to. It makes my whole throat go, if that's a thing. Because yeah, like I remember once saying to my own sister, I can't even remember what I said to her, but it was something along the lines of, oh, try something. I'm really good at using my sister as a bit of a guinea pig, but she's very headstrong, so she'll do whatever she wants. But I think I said to her something like, oh, you should try, I don't know, meditation or journaling or something. I can't remember. And I remember her response was like, oh no, I didn't get around to doing that. I didn't have the time and I just couldn't. And I was like, oh. But whatever it was, this is a really bad analogy to come up with because I haven't even got the specifics. But whatever it was, I was kind of like, oh no, you didn't have to like sit and focus on it. So, like, you didn't really have to have time for it. You just had to allow yourself to think about it. And I don't know, maybe it was something to reflect on. But the fact that she didn't have like the time to sit and focus and do it, like she was putting too much expectations on this task that may or may not have been helpful, who knows? And that's what I think is a good flag as well, for self-care. Like, are you putting too much weight into what self-care is for you? Because if you are, then that's also going to block that process from happening. So we don't want that. Self-care is basically any form of practice or activity that is going to make you feel good, to make you feel expansive. So that doesn't just relate to that typical list that's in your mind. I think that's the purpose of my message today. Self-care is whatever you want it to be, as long as it makes you feel lovely, good, nurtured, present, happy. And at the end of the day, it whatever you can do to raise your emotion, to raise your mood, and in turn that raises your vibration. Like, there is another benefit to it, is that it does increase your ability to manifest good things and to attract even more happy times into your life, right? I speak about the emotional scale, Abraham Hicks' emotional scale, in episode 5 of the Empathic and Heart-Driven podcast. So check that out, definitely, if you want a little bit of clarity on the emotional scale, which is all very much linked to our vibration lifting, or the opposite, the emotions to stay away from, which is impossible, but we can try. And really, if self-care is not on the typical list, then what else makes you feel all those things? Because it might be, you know what? I'm going to call a friend right now. I'm going to catch up with someone. I'm going to go and have a coffee with someone. You might not think that doing crafty, creative things is self-care, but it is. Actually sinking your teeth into some projects that you absolutely love. That is self-care. Spending time, quality time with your family and loved ones. That is self-care. Cooking a beautiful meal. That is self-care. So there's so many different things that I could say. Doing what I'm doing right now is sitting on my couch. I mean, obviously I'm podcasting, but sitting in a nice silent room with the children at school and the sun shining through the window. That is self-care. And what I guess just came into my mind is that gratitude is something that we are taught to be more wary of. And I mean, I guess it just depends on the circles that you follow. I know that gratitude is a big theme amongst the people that I follow and that I admire. But just like keeping a gratitude journal to make you feel present and look for the things to be grateful for every day, what about you actually start looking for the self-care practices that you've been able to indulge in on a daily basis too? Because coming back to someone like my sister that I mentioned before, when you have some form of interpretation of what doing something good for yourself is, that it needs focus and you know, compartmentalized, dedication and time, and you then think, oh, you know, and there's nothing worse than getting to the end of a week or whatever period of time and just feeling deflated because you go, you know what, I didn't even have a chance to do anything for myself. Anything. If you sort of flipped your idea of what self-care is for you, you may realize that you've had plenty of moments to indulge in and feel present in, or change the way that you think of certain tasks that you're doing. I mean, I wouldn't say like doing the vacuuming is a self-care thing, but cooking a beautiful meal is. And I've got the opportunity to do that quite frequently through the week. Where I say something like, oh, I should make some cookies or something like, and I go, maybe like, no, I will bake those cookies because I really enjoy the process. And I kind of like eating them afterwards as well. Cookies are definitely my vice. So hopefully that's given you a couple of ideas on what self-care really is, a little bit more of a deep dive into it. We can feel so much guilt and shame around it. And that's just got to stop. Like, let's be honest. And yeah, when they say, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup and all of those sayings, you know, I still say them with like a meh in my voice. But it's so true. Because the more I have allowed into my day, the more inner work that I've allowed myself to do on a daily basis and being unapologetic to do little short bursts of things that make me feel present and happy and like I'm doing something for myself, just the better the end of the day feels, the better the start of the next day feels, the better rest you get, the better relationship and conversation you have with your loved ones, children, or whatever. And it's sort of like a snowball effect that keeps happening. It's just amazing. And from an intuitive perspective for myself, that's something that I'm working on quite heavily in this current season. It just feels like more and more starts to spiral in a positive direction for being more wary of what my needs are. And that's my hope for you too, that you can get a sense of awareness, of course, on what's going to be best for you. And that's all it is at the end of the day. And when I say that, you should know, love, and accept yourself, should is not a good word. It's just opening yourself up to knowing what's good for you, loving yourself enough to do it, and accepting the call. Mission accepted. And that is what makes life sparkly. And that is always going to be the aim, isn't it? So I invite you to check out my website, megangean.com, MEAGAN, jean.com. Because I have got a series of different workshops and courses coming up in the coming months with little practices and things that you can do that you might even, hey, taking up a course or learning something new, that is self-care. But little things that I've got coming up, which are definitely going to be great to add to that self-care and awareness toolbox. So check it out if you feel called to do so. And I'll be checking back in with you when the next download comes through at the Empathic and Heart Driven podcast. Enjoy your self-care. I'm Megan Jean. And from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empathic and Heart Driven podcast. You can find me at megangean.com, and I'm known as Ms. Megan Jean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review. It's going to help other people just like you to find this beautiful, energetic container. I look forward to chatting with you next time. Until then, make sure you keep sparkling, okay?